Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so earlier today, I'm looking at the Drudge Report, and right in the center column, I believe, there were these two headlines back-to-back, one of which is that there's a significant concern now globally that a global recession is on its way. I think Bloomberg was reporting that. And then the next article just underneath that was, is there a global gold rush coming? And the assessment of that article was that there, in fact, is. So given all of that and considering what happened on Friday, we've got a lot to talk about with David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital and joins us once again, per usual, on Mondays to talk about the economy. Hey, David, welcome back, by the way. President Trump announced a trade deal on Friday. It looks like they've got a handshake with China on some of this. It looks like the intellectual property is going to be included in it, which they had that had been the real sticking point. Talk to us about what it means.
Well, there's actually three major things, a trifecta that happened on Friday that sent the Dow up 300 points. The agreement, a hopeful agreement between UK and EU, a Brexit deal. But the Fed announced that they're going to inject $60 billion a month in the short-term treasuries, quantitative easing. And, of course, the front page headline is the trade deal, with President Trump's announcing a huge deal tweeted between us and China. This is coming after 18 months of negotiations. China has some doubt. Wall Street has some doubt, but the president and his team are very hopeful. So this is not a truce. It's not a complete deal. It's more like a handshake. And really the significant thing, Kevin, is that China is agreeing to purchase $40 to $50 billion of soybeans. They didn't give us a timeline or when they would start. So it's a little bit still up in the air. To put this into perspective, the trade deficit between China and us is $419 billion. So this is only going to affect it by about 10%. China is saying that they want to have another meeting before they can actually finally decide on what they're going to decide on. So it's kind of up in the air, but there's a reprieve of tariffs not being increasing on $250 billion that was supposed to happen on October 15th. Now it's going to get pushed out to December. But the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is saying this whole thing is going to cost the global economy in 2020 around $700 billion, the equivalently size of the Switzerland's economy. So it is a big deal. We're still talking. That's the good news.
All right. Well, and that is good news. I mean, considering how bad it's been and how stagnated everything has been. But let's talk about that headline that I saw that said global recession. Lots of advisors from lots of countries seeming to weigh in on this. Is the economy headed towards a headstrong recession, as that article from Bloomberg seemed to point out on the Drudge Report?
Well, there's a lot of things that have been leading up to that report, and here's another one. The IMF, speaking of them, they just issued a warning that the global growth is now going to be cut to the lowest since Lehman Brothers. The head of the IMF, Christina Georgieva, said that, quote, global growth trade is now close to a standstill. The global economy is now in a synchronized downturn, and 90 end quote, and 90% of that glowing growth is now slowing. So we're seeing a huge change in the economy. We're growing the previous years three quarters back to back. Now we're having a big slowdown, Kevin.
Does that necessarily mean that a recession is on its way, David? I know that these things are cyclical. Can you have a growth, an accelerated growth period follow a growth slowdown without actually going into recessionary times?
Well, when you look at the other factors that we were talking about, when yields go negative, when yields make the big downturn that they've been doing, and the index managers fund goes negative. So there's a lot of factors that are saying that we're headed towards a recession. It's a matter of if, but when. But here's another one. Central Bank, the Dutch Central Bank, on their website, over the weekend announced that the system could collapse. Here's the quote. If the system collapses, gold can serve as a basis to build it up again. Gold bolsters confidence in the stability of the central bank sheet as a sense of security. So the Dutch bank, central Dutch bank, is admitting that we could have a collapse. That's shocking to hear, that a central bank is you know, this something I never even say. They are coming out and saying we could possibly have a collapse, and they're also telling us you got to have some gold. They went on and say in the report that gold is the trust anchor for the financial system. If the whole system collapses, gold provides collateral to start all over. So something is up behind the scenes for a central bank to actually say such a thing.
Well, and here's the other point that I want to remind my listeners of. David has had so many predictions on this very broadcast that have come true. And one of the things that he's also told us to keep watch of were how the central banks were acting when it came to gold. And David, you've told us that for months, maybe a couple of years now, that they have been buying gold at a more accelerated rate than they had in the last decade or so. And that is, it would seem to play into what the Dutch central bank is warning there, that, you know, for their own well-being, they're stockpiling gold to have that foundation ready to start over again.
Yes, and on top of that, you got to check how safe your money is, because the FDIC just came out last week, since our last show on a week ago, and they said that the public now holds a record of $7.7 trillion of uninsured deposits. They're actually saying only 1.4% of deposits are covered if we have bank failure. So your money is really not as safe as you think it is in the bank by the FDIC, because they don't have the money to insure it. This is why we're an advocate. Gets the money in gold. The bail-in is a real thing, and it's shocking that the central banks are buying a significant amount of gold, which is driving gold up. But it's also shocking to hear a central bank saying we could have a collapse. I've never heard that in 26 years of being in my industry. So something is up, Kevin. This is, you know, imperative that you get some information on the bail-in, because something is in the undergirding system. Is the red light is flashing by a central bank to say such a thing.
Yeah, the coming bail-in, it's the seventh edition of the white paper that David has authored, and he's updated it every year with new information. The newest edition handles a lot of this current data that we're talking about on Money Mondays. And friends, you can get a free copy. It's called The Coming Bail-In. Just real simple, the bail-in is where the government taps into your accounts electronically and takes money and puts an IOU in replace. Now, when they pay it back and how they pay it back and all the rest of that, who knows? But if you don't want to have your money taken by the government, and we now have legislation that allows them to do so, the Dodd-Frank Act says that they can do it, then you've got to be prepared. The coming bail-in, go to landmarkgold.com to get a copy, or call them. That's the easiest way. Just call them today. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thanks for all your help.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, my final thought, coming up next.